Good morning, Conservative leader Alberto Núñez-Feijóo will face a preliminary vote on September the 27th to try and become Prime Minister, leaving him just over a month to gather sufficient support, whilst even his own party sees his chances as slim. Lower House Speaker Francina Armengol said yesterday the investiture debate will begin on September 26th and culminate in a vote the following day. Feijóo, whose People's Party received the most seats but failed to win a working majority in a national election last month, was nominated by King Felipe on Tuesday to try and form a government. A candidate for premiership needs to secure an absolute majority in the 350-member assembly in a first vote, or a simple majority in a second vote held within 2 days of the first. Far-right group Vox and two regional parties have said they will back Feijóo, giving him 172 lawmakers, but he faces an uphill battle to convince an array of regional groups to back him or abstain in a second vote to be able to form a government. Acting Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez says he will seek another term in office if Feijóo fails in his attempt. The government yesterday demanded transparency and urgent action from the Football Federation against its president Luis Rubiales over his kiss on the lips of a Women's World Cup player. The Spanish Football Federation chief has been heavily criticised for planting a kiss on the lips of player Jenny Hermoso following her team's triumph in the final against England in Sydney on Sunday. Rubiales initially attacked his critics before eventually apologising, but the criticism of his behaviour has not abated. The RFEF on Tuesday called an emergency meeting for Friday and activated an internal investigation into the incident amid mounting pressure to take action against Rubiales. Victor Francos, the Secretary of Sport and President of the Sports Council, said the Council would take action if the RFEF did not. Rubiales must come under fire across the world and at home, with some Spanish clubs calling for him to step down. Meanwhile, Jorge Vilda, the coach of the Women's World Cup team, is also facing scrutiny after footage emerged showing him touching the chest area of a female assistant while celebrating the only goal in Sunday's final. The Spanish Soccer Federation did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Vilda led Spain to victory less than a year after 15 players said they were renouncing the team unless major changes were made by its coach to improve the team's performance and its results. No accusations of improper conduct have been known to be made against Vilda. Andalusia's specialist forest firefighting service was working to tackle a wildfire that broke out shortly before 6 yesterday evening in Marbella. According to Infoca, 3 helicopters and 2 aircraft and a fire engine were initially involved. Subsequently, more aircraft and a medical unit were deployed. It was reported by Marbella Town Hall that a farmhouse was evacuated and access to the Puerto Rico area from the Las Cardas restaurant was cut off. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.